you for tuning in today to the In the Garden Ministries, home of Gethsemane Baptist Church and Alive TV Media Ministry. Stay tuned for the In the Garden program. You are destined to be blessed today. And welcome to today's In the Garden program. It's the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. Our church is located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, just about a block off Lakeside Drive and just up from the main entrance of Lynchburg College. And we hope you'll stay right here and get a blessing. We've got some great music coming up on the program. Amber Thompson on the way in just a few minutes here on the In the Garden program with a song called Wonderfully and Carefully Made. And then, of course, the conclusion of Pastor Duck's message is coming up entitled God's Final Forecast. That's on the way. And later on, some more music from the Spencers that'll be a blessing to you. It's called I'll Take Your Place, and that is on the way. All coming up on today's In the Garden program. It's the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church, as we said, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street in Lynchburg, Virginia, with Sunday school beginning at 10 a.m., morning worship service at 10:55, and our Sunday evening worship service at 6 o'clock. And we hope to see you come out and be a part of our services, and we hope you'll come and join us on Wednesday night as well. Bring the kids, Awana Clubs, for ages 3 through the teens. That's at 6:45, and your kids will surely get a blessing from being in the Awana Clubs. And you'll be blessed by the Wednesday evening worship service. That's at 7 o'clock at what we like to call the church where the shout has not gone out, Gethsemane Baptist Church. Again, we're located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia. Right now, music from Amber Thompson, Wonderfully and Carefully Made on In the Garden.
Your eyes are brown, my eyes are blue. Our faces, hair, and smiles are a little different too. Some kids are short, some kids are tall. But keep one thing in mind, the good Lord made us all. We are wonderfully and carefully made.
Wonderfully and Carefully Made. That is Amber Thompson on today's In the Garden program. Once again, God bless you. Thank you for joining us today. And let me remind you before we get to Pastor Duck's message to tune into Alive TV. There's always something on there that'll bless you. It's on Channel 7 on Nesby Cable. That's in Bedford County, in Campbell County, in Appomattox, in the Pamplin area. And you'll find some great new local preaching programs, Southern Gospel music videos. There's Devotion Time with Pastor Duck. And there's the flagship program, the In the Garden television program, which airs several times during the week. But you'll always catch it every morning, Sunday through Saturday, from 6 to 7. So we hope you'll get up early and get a blessing through the In the Garden television program and get your day started the right way. Now, if you're in Lynchburg or you're in Amherst and you're on Adelphia, we're encouraging folks to give those folks a call at Adelphia. Tell them you'd like to have a live TV on your cable system as well. Tell them the folks at Nesby have already seen fit to do that and you want to be blessed as well. Now, I do need to remind you that you can tune in for the In the Garden television program a couple of times each week on Adelphia. That's 6:30 on Wednesday nights and 10:30 on Thursday mornings on their local access channel. So you can tune in for that. But if you'd like to have all of a live TV on Adelphia, then we encourage you to pick up the phone, give them a call, let them know that's your desire. And if you do that, God bless you. We appreciate you helping us spread the word about a live TV throughout all of Central Virginia. And right now, it's time for the conclusion of Pastor Duck's message entitled God's Final Forecast on today's In the Garden program.
The Bible tonight tells us the futuristic events that are going to take place and how we are to prepare ourselves for those events. Amen. Now, Daniel tonight, and realize, and let me show you something tonight about prophecy. The object of Bible prophecy tonight is not so much to tell the future. The object of Bible prophecy tonight is to reveal Jesus Christ. Am I right? Yes, I am right. Let me show you why I'm right tonight. If you'll go to the book of the Revelation tonight, and if you'll read the caption tonight, and if you understand what the revelation of Jesus Christ is, your Bible may not say that tonight. Some do. They'll have a header at the first. Mine doesn't. But maybe you've got a Bible tonight that says Revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ. What is he saying when he says that? He's saying it is the revealing or the exposing or the showing or the demonstration of Jesus. And so, like, prophecy is just not tonight to tell us what to expect for the future. It's to tell us who our future is all about. Hallelujah. Our future is about Christ tonight. See, if there was no Jesus, there'd be no heaven. If there was no salvation tonight and he hadn't provided any for us, then tonight it would only be hell. But tonight you realize what makes heaven heaven tonight is the fact that we're going to see Jesus. Amen. And so tonight, when we're dealing with Bible prophecy tonight, we're not trying to just see into the future. Tonight, we're trying to see the revealing or the manifestation tonight or the exposure of Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me? And so tonight, we need that revealing, don't we? We need that exposure tonight during the terrible persecution of Epiphanes in 168 B.C. Let me give you some history here. Many Jews were killed. Many Jews were destroyed. And the temple was polluted. Now, you realize today, the temple site there in Jerusalem, I was there a couple of years ago, the temple site has been polluted. Now listen, no disrespect and tonight towards the Muslim people, but tonight, let me tell you what, that place where the Dome of the Rock is at is not supposed to be the Dome of the Rock. What's supposed to be there is the temple that God is going to build, that Jesus is going to sit on the throne of David. And you mark it down. Now, I'm not going to be here to see it happen. Because I believe it will actually be built during the tribulation period. Now, that's just a thought on my mentality tonight in my study. That tonight, I can't literally prove it tonight, but that's, I guess, what we call duckology. That's just what I have a thought of tonight, because God gives you some room tonight to kind of dream a little bit. But you realize tonight, you just need to stay with the facts. And so I'm not going to do any dreaming tonight. The Jews circulated, and during this time of great, tremendous persecution, if you'll study Bible history, and you'll study the nation of the Jews tonight, and I really encourage you to do that, you'll find that during that time of great persecution that they were going through in 168 B.C., they circulated the book of Daniel. And they did that to find the encouragement to do what? To remain faithful to God. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know tonight, we're living in a very, very perplexing hour. Don't you think so? I mean, we're living in a fearful hour. We're living in an hour where we just don't know what's going to be next, do we? And so we in this hour, we don't need to be drifting from God. We need to be cleaving to God. We need tonight to really be looking and trusting and putting our confidence in the Lord tonight. And we tonight need to find the encouragement. And I'm going to tell you, the world's not going to offer you encouragement tonight, is it? I've never found any encouragement in the world. And if there was any encouragement in the world, it was temporary. But I find the eternal, lasting encouragement of God is found in the things of God. Amen. So the people, the Israelites, the Jews, and during this time of great trial and persecution and times of that they were being literally destroyed, they found great strength and great encouragement from these books, or from this book that we are preaching and teaching on tonight, the book of Daniel. And so finally in 164 B.C., they reclaimed and dedicated the temple. Now tonight, if you study the history tonight of Jerusalem, you'll find that, of course, here a few years ago, the Palestinians operated and basically had control of the old city, what we know as the City of David. That's in the walls of the New Jerusalem. If you look, and I stood out on the Mount of Olives, and I looked over and you could see, oh, what a beautiful sight. And I saw the walls of that city and the beautifulness of that glorious land called the Holy Land. And in the evening when I stayed in the hotel, and I was on the top floor and I could look out, and the room that I had overlooked the old city of David. Man, I tell you what, I wouldn't take $1 million for that view I got that night. I'm serious. It just absolutely, and I'm going to tell you something, like, once you've seen the Holy Land, the Bible takes on a totally different meaning for you. It really does. But you realize that during that time, and even in recent history, that the Israelis retook the city of David. And they won, and they occupied, but you realize that within that city, that there are still Palestinians, and they still control certain parts of the old city, what is called the city of David, the old Jerusalem. And so that day will come, mark it down, where even though that the Antichrist will set up his kingdom and his rule and his reign there in the city of David, and he will rule, there will come a day at what is called the Battle of Armageddon, where, and you can go to the book of the Revelation and read this, and you will see that in that place there will be complete annihilation for the armies of the enemy, the Antichrist, and a complete and total victory for the armies of God. Amen.
We'll have a brand new message next time from Pastor Carlton Duck right here on the In the Garden program. So please be sure to join us then. And don't leave us just yet. We've still got some more blessings coming your way. As a matter of fact, a great song right now from JB and Barbara, the Spencers. It's called I'll Take Your Place on today's In the Garden program.
I felt the tears run down my face, and in the hands of Jesus touched me. He said, my child,
Spencers, and I'll take your place on today's In the Garden program. Thank you for tuning in today. We truly appreciate you joining us. We hope you'll be here next time for a brand new message from Pastor Carlton Duck, and we'll have some more great music for you and lots of blessings here on the In the Garden program. Before we go today, let me remind you to visit our website at www.itgm.org. It's short for In the Garden Ministries. That's a good way to remember how to get there. www.itgm.org. And if you haven't been to the website for a while, you'll see some changes. It has a new look and lots of new features, new ways to stay in touch with what's going on at Gethsemane Baptist Church. And the prayer list is on there. You can find out which folks you need to remember in your prayer life. And there's the prayer chain. If you have need of prayer or a prayer request, or you know of someone who does, make that known right there on the website. And with just a click, it'll go out to folks in their email who will see that message, and they'll pray for that need, and you'll be blessed that way. And be sure to leave your own email address so that when other folks have prayer needs or prayer requests, their messages will come to you. You can pray for them. You'll find that and lots more. Don't forget, pretty soon you'll be able to listen to this In the Garden program on the web as well as on the radio. So be sure you log on www.itgm.org and be sure you join us again next time right here for the In the Garden program. On behalf of Pastor Duck and the members of Gethsemane Baptist Church, we appreciate you listening to the In the Garden program today. If you would like to receive an audio cassette copy of today's message, you may do so by calling 845-8796 and leave a message or place an order on our website at itgm.org. Please come and be a part of the exciting worship at Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street near the main entrance of Lynchburg College. Also, tune into our media ministry of Alive TV, as found on Channel 7 on the Nesby Cable Systems. Please pray for us as we are praying for you. Don't forget, you can get our worship schedule and other information at 845-8796 or at our website, www.itgm.org. God bless you and shalom.